Welcome, everybody. Share number 974, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Mayim Achrayinim. Fine, so we finished off, we spoke about last share. We finished off pretty much Sif Katan Aleph, which the Mishnah Berurah went through all the ins and outs, where it's from, what it's all about, the chashashes of it, and so on. And we came out Lamaisa, that one, even though some of the reasons might not apply today, but still one has to be very careful in washing Mayim Achrayinim. So the in Sifkat and Beis, so the Mechaber back on, we're in our Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, the Mechaber told us Mayim Achrayinim Choyva. Aleph said the Sifkat, the Mechaber said in Sifkat and in Sif Aleph, I'm sorry, Mayim Achrayinim Choyva. The Shulchan Aruch says straight out, you have to wash, it's Choyv, fine. And in Kuf Pei Aleph, that's our Siman. Now, what do we mean by Choyv? It says the, how far does this Choyv go? It says the Mishnah Berurah, the Sif Katan Beis. Okay, Vim Yesh Loi Mayim Et Sum Siman. If you only have, a person only has a small amount of water, right? Let's say they're in a certain place and time, they only have not enough water. Possibly for Mayim Rishonim to wash for bread before and washing after, it's a little bit tight. Tzarech L'mayit B'Mayim Rishonim. One who has to make it a little bit less on the Mayim Rishonim. Now, but he does say, Kafi Shir, I'm a verb of Simen Kuf Pei Beis. One has to be careful in reference to the Shir of what's brought down in Kuf Pei Beis. Excuse me, in Simen Kuf Pei Beis. So in other words, we said in general, what do we say that in Mayim Rishonim, in washing for bread the right way, right, in general, a person is, let's say, his home or wherever they're at, as much as possible, they should try and use a lot of water. A lot of water brings bracha and shefa and so on, and when washing for bread, we're talking about washing for bread, not Mayim Rishonim. So we said, pour a lot of water, two times right, two times left, fine. Okay, but that was sort of like a hider. But, you know, halacha lemaisa, if you want to call it, one doesn't have to use a lot of water. They just, lemaisa, they need a revius. But in general, you have to make sure that you cover up to the wrist, at least up to the wrist. A revius usually is not going to be enough. You cover up to the wrist. Two times right, two times left, and even b'diavad one time possibly. But lemaisa to try and cover the hands to the wrist. So in a case in time, let's say for whatever reason, person doesn't have who knows a massive amount of water. They're outside, and they have enough to cover to cover the shear of Mayim Rishonim for washing for bread. So they'll wash to the wrist, fine. They're not going to have b'shefa, as they call it, pouring it on, as they say, on the right and then on to the left. But they have enough for the shear. So do make sure you have enough for the shear he brings down. And then the leftover water, try and have a little bit of leftover water, which we're going to see is does not have to be a major amount for Mayim Achrayinim. The point is, what he's trying to say is, even if it means cutting back a little bit on washing for bread before you wash for bread for Netilas Yadayim, which is so important, which we've been talking about, right, we spoke about many, many shiurim. Even there, if you don't have enough water, that's how important Mayim Achrayinim is, to try and cut back a little bit, as long as you have enough for the shiur, right, like till the wrist, like we said, and trying to have some leftover water for Mayim Achrayinim. So that we see how far the Mayim Achrayinim actually goes. So he says further, let's say a case in time that somebody's taka stuck. Good, they're outside and they don't have enough for the shear to wash their hands the right way for Netilas Yadayim, right? They just don't have enough. So what do we do now? Should I wash Mayim Rishonim? Should I wash Mayim Achrayinim? Should I wash for bread Netilas Yadayim before I eat? Or maybe I just should not wash for bread before I eat and just use the water for Mayim Achrayinim, like we've been talking about, since it's so important. No, he says, no, the bottom line is Mayim Rishonim, Netilas Yadayim, water that one uses to wash for bread before they eat bread does come before Mayim Achrayinim, if the case arises whereby one does not have enough water. So that's an important point to keep in mind. Sometimes people are outside, sometimes people are outside or in a place and time, and they're thinking, well, I'm not going to have enough for Mayim Achrayinim, so maybe I just shouldn't wash Mayim Rishonim, I shouldn't wash for bread. No, first, washing for bread, that comes first, and you try and have enough left over in conjunction with the shear for Mayim Achrayinim. That's what he says. Vim ein, this is all found in Sif Katan Beis, Vim ein loy rak kafi shear Mayim Rishonim. If you only have punked exactly enough for the washing for bread before, the Netilas Yadayim, heim kaidman, that comes first. That washing for bread comes first. Afilu lami shenizhar tamid v'mayim achrayinim. Even if you are from those, which is we try and be, that you're always extremely makpid to make sure that you always wash mayim achrayinim. Even then, you have to know that mayim rishayinim, the washing for the tilas yadayim for before bread, does come first. He just ends off in saying that we're nowadays ein motzei melech sedayim espeinenu. So the fact that we don't really have this melech sedoimis, like we spoke about, this special type of salt, right, or whatever the case might be, so still we wash mayim achrayinim, but it's not as strong as a chayv. Einam chayv kol kach, it's not as strong as an obligation as the washing before bread. The washing before bread, that's, you know, you can't get out of that. But the washing after bread, first comes the washing before bread. So it's not, in other words, the bottom line is, if you're going to compare which is more important and somebody only has a certain amount of water, the first washing of before bread comes first. Make sure you have, if possible, try and have enough water also for mayim achrayinim, but definitely the netilas yadayim, washing before bread, is on a higher level. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha, kol tov.